Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. And He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song called Like a Glass, Here Is My Heart. This is from the live worship recording called Celebrate Living. The song came to me way back on March 20th of 1995. Personally, I believe the deepest need of every human heart is to know and to be known. I mean, think about it. And ultimately, we find that need met through an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. At times, I think I experience that intimacy clearly and vividly. Yet at other times, I feel as if there is a pane of glass between me and the Lord. The cares and struggles of this world, my own self-focus, the lies, the enemy, you get it. But I've come to find out that in the living out of that relationship with Jesus, He uses those very things to wipe away the dust and debris of life that comes between us. Yet another proof that God wastes nothing. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 12 and 13 says this, "For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I will know fully just as I have been fully known. But now faith, hope, and love abide these three. But the greatest of these is love." Now the story behind this song is this. From the time I was a little boy until I was an adult, I cannot remember having a relationship with someone I would consider a best friend. In 1981, Jesus' love changed all that. It really did. A best friend is someone you can be honest with and one you can allow to be honest with you. A best friend is someone who you can trust with your failures and your hurts. A best friend is someone you trust, period. Even though Jesus had become my best friend and my wife Melinda had become my best friend, I still had no real healthy male relationships I would place on that level. I suppose that because of my past, I find it difficult to trust men with my heart because I had come to expect only abuse or that I would only be used. Things have changed since then, I'm glad to say. I have many healthy male relationships now. But in 1994, I had come to yet another episode of having trust shattered. During the time of Melinda's illness with the birth of our twins, I met a man who would one day be my pastor. In one of our very first conversations, I'll never forget this, I asked him if he would still love me the first time we disagreed. You know what he said? Without hesitation, he replied that he would not be married if he could not do that. Someone I could be honest with. Someone who would be honest with me. Looks like a best friend. Sounds like a best friend. But could I really trust him? Over the course of that next year, I would have many opportunities to see the loyalty of this man and also to have my heart broken by such a healthy relationship. And I'm talking about the good kind of brokenness that makes one feel grateful for one's friend because that friend constantly points you to Jesus and allows me to do the same for him. That's true transparency. Play no games. Wear no masks. This song came as God used this relationship to paint a picture of my heart's deepest honesty and desire to know Him, Jesus, as my best friend. It specifically came during a special Bible conference in Muskogee, Oklahoma, led by one of my fathers and mentors in the faith, Jack Taylor. And it's dedicated to my pastor, Chuck.
Worship, what is worship? He's God, we're not. 1 Corinthians 13 tells us that we see through a glass dimly now, but we will see Him face to face.
Though I see right now,
just want to see your face. And like a glass here is my heart, and I see you rather dimly, but you see clear within me, cleansing every trace of the dust I've let build up that's kept me from what I love dearly. To see your face more clearly, I just need your love and grace till I see you face to face. And there are times when I think I can see your face more clearly, like the lifting of a mist as the sun reveals the day. In this life I want to know you so well that when death's near me, I will notice no big change when I finally see your face. And like a glass here is my heart, and I see you rather dimly, but you see clear within me, cleansing every trace of the dust I've let build up that's kept me from what I love dearly. To see your face more clearly, I just need your love and grace till I see.
Father, we do present to you our hearts.
Thank you.
Like a glass, wipe away the dust that keeps us from seeing you more clearly in this life. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus said this to his disciples concerning friendship in John chapter 15, verses 12 and 13. He said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends." Guys, the truth is, if we want friends, we've got to reach out to others around us and be friends. Our deepest needs will be met, and God's will for our lives will be accomplished. You know why? Because we are all called to be ambassadors for Christ. I can't think of a better way to do that than to reaching out to someone in friendship. Well, that's today's episode of the Dennis Jurgen Podcast, and it's brought to you as usual by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my beautiful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. And to help with the ongoing costs of and creation of this podcast, would you consider doing something for me? Consider becoming a member of my team. If so, just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There's actually another way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple and it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out, allinallchurch.com. Did you know that you can join us online the first Wednesday evening of each month for live worship? Just go to facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Mark it on your calendar right now. Worship with All in All Church, first Wednesday of each month. Now, don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon, like my autobiography, Sing Over Me, my follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind, my brand new book called The Middle of Nowhere. I also have two fantasy book series for young readers. I have several children's books. I have several devotional books. I even have a thriller novel called The Short Life. Check them out, Amazon.com. If you don't mind, would you also consider taking just a little time right now to leave a review for this podcast wherever you happen to be listening? That would mean a lot to me and would really help get the podcast out there and help it to become better known. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of today's song, Like a Glass, Here Is My Heart, from the live recording Celebrate Living, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com or iTunes or another streaming service platform. And remember this, if you remember nothing else from today's podcast, God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.